God's covenant church. The church of God is traveling in peace. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the age of wisdom. So glad to be here to be with those who are sanctified, walking up the King Highway. Because of the teaching, we're on the path of righteousness. And I thank God for our great pastor and teacher, Terry Glory.
And we're walking up the King's Highway. Glad to be with you. Broadcast is for the Sabbath. We're going to be talking about continuing in God's Word. Deacon Debbie, what is the announcement?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to give you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.
Now our pastor. Thank you, Deacon. Day. Glad to be with you, and we're recording this on a Thursday night. Our services are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30. And the Thursday broadcast is recorded for you that are able to listen on the Sabbath, which is Saturday. We're in live service on the Sabbath. And in live service, we don't record or broadcast. But we're going to talk about continuing in God's Word. It's a blessing when you know what God's Word is. So many don't really understand and know what God's Word is. God's Word is the Ten Commandments. And if you're preaching God's Word, you're preaching the Ten Commandments. We want to continue in the precepts that God has for us. Let's go to St. John 8 and 26. We're going to continue. God's Word is all right to start, but the scripture says, he that endureth till the end, the same is God. 2 John 8, 26, Brandon.
I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him.
That's what any minister of God can do. Speak the things that they hear, because God speaks to the heart.
All right.
And he speaks to his anointed. And he guides them through the scriptures of truth. And as God guides, you have an ear to hear.
Yes.
Opens up the ear. That you might hear what God is calling for. Three.
They understand not that he spake to them of the Father.
What?
Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he.
Why? Because when they go against the one that God sends, you're going to understand the truth, because that's what condemns. When God's anointed comes, he brings, he or she, vision.
Yes.
And the people are able to see themselves. It's going to bring forth one or two things. Resurrection unto damnation, or resurrection unto life. What?
And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me.
So that's one thing to consider. That the one that sent to you is not on their own. If you feel they're coming on their own, what's the point being here?
Yes.
They're sent by God.
Yes.
That's why I came here. Because I believe the one that was speaking in the stead of God. That's what I understand the scripture is letting me know that they speak in the stead of God. That be the truth. Because you can't see God. You can't see a spirit, but you see the works of a spirit. You see a spirit of a person in them. By the works. Read.
I speak these things, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please
God. He said, beautiful. We want to always strive. Doing the things that please God.
Yes.
Finding out what pleases God. Like looks. Yes. Not looking like you have sleeping.
Yes.
You know, but alive.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Alright.
Not like we just woke up.
Right.
Right? You know, be lively.
Alright.
Yes. Alright
now.
Read.
Yes. As he spake these words, many believed on him.
Always going to have somebody going to believe. You know why I know that? Because that's why God sent his anointed. It's for a soul. Somebody going to believe. You'll always have somebody don't, but you'll always have somebody to believe. Because when there's no one that believes, what's the point of sending one there? And what's the point of having a shepherd over sheep that are not his? Read.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if he continue in my
talking
word,
about the true Jews, the ones that believe in God's principles, not the fact that it was Jesus, the Messiah, but that he was bringing the word, believed in what he had to give. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, what?
If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples.
So that's what make you a disciple, not the start. But the continuation. Because
yes.
In this continuation, you may have to get up many times. You may have to repent. But let's do it. And do it with the right fruit. With the right spirit. Broken spirit. Spirit that is contrite. When your spirit is broken and contrite, you're not lasting the next 5 minutes. They don't work like that. You ever see somebody go out in sackcloth and ashes in the scripture? For half a day, and then next day they went to a, they were dancing. That ain't the way it works. That represents something. The sackcloth and ashes represents a bad time, a sad time, a remorseful time. That's why they set those sackcloth and ashes for hours, sometimes days, to show their repentance, their remorse. Read.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Isn't that beautiful? Know the truth. Otherwise, you're going to know God.
Yes.
When you continue this word, you know Him. You recognize Him. You're in harmony, in step with God. You know the truth. And what you know makes you. Because you know because you're yielding to it. And you're working in.
Beautiful.
In step together.
Beautiful.
Works together. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 14. I know so many that may tune into the broadcast. You know, but Jesus is the way, the truth, what He is. But I believe they said on His head was many crowns. He has many crowns. And He fills many positions. The Father. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The Wonderful. He's all the lawyer, doctor, He's everything. Counselor. That the word should counsel us like that. Lead and guide us. You don't hear too many people saying they were led by the scripture. Being led by God's word. 14:6 says what?
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I am the way. Let's think about it. Jesus said, I am the way. He made His way known to Moses. So Moses knew Jesus before he got here. He knew God. Jesus was God.
Right?
He knew the way. He made His way known to Moses. So anyone that's wondering, say, well, Jesus, I am the way, should wonder, what way was He? He's the way of holiness.
Yes.
And if you're not in the way of holiness, you don't know God. You're not in the way of holiness when you're leading and guiding yourself. That's not holiness.
No.
In holiness, somebody is leading you. God's anointed is leading you.
That's right.
Whether you're anointed or not, you're being led.
Plain.
What? I am the way.
The truth. And the life.
So He's the truth as well as life. He's the truth. Jesus is our truth. Yeah, but the truth was here before He got here.
Yes.
That lets you know He's the truth. The same. He's the same as the truth. let's go to Deuteronomy 6, 24, 25. Basic teaching that we need to keep in our hearts, keep in our minds, the basics. Be sincere about what we're doing. Deuteronomy 6, 24, 25. 6, 24.
And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always.
So when you do them, you fear God. When you don't, you're not fearing God. Just putting it in action shows you fear God. All the precepts. That's your fear. What?
That he might preserve us alive as it is this day.
God had a solution to preserve us before the body of Jesus came, what would it change? Because God said, I am the Lord and I change not. The commandment is what preserves us. Obedience to the commandment, it preserves us. Yes. When you're not obedient, it decays you. Yes. It's just that simple. Yes. What?
And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
That means it's our righteousness. You know, the Lord is our righteousness because the Lord is righteousness. And he's ours if we obey him. We know him if we obey him. If we don't obey him, we don't know him. If we don't obey him, he's not our righteousness. When you don't obey God, your righteousness is your own righteousness. That's what so many did. They went about establishing their own righteousness instead of the righteousness of God. Because this is the righteousness of God. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do
all these commandments before the Lord our God. As he hath commanded us.
Isn't that beautiful? It was commanded. Now, why would God change the formula for righteousness? He didn't. And he came taking on the same righteousness. Bearing witness to the truth that was here before he got here. Because he is the truth. Isn't that beautiful? Psalm 119. Let's go there. I know where you're going, Pastor. It's not about where I'm going, about what we're doing. It's just a matter of continuing. We're going to continue. Don't say, well, I know that already. Let's continue. You know what you're doing. Let's continue. Be glad for the word. Not to, you know, kind of, yay. That's not bad. That's what Rocky the phrase is. 119. And 140 says what?
Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth
it. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Word, very pure. In other words, you can't add anything to it. You can't take anything out of it. Anything you take out is yet pure.
Yes.
If you take out the Sabbath, it's still, the Sabbath by itself is pure. You can't destroy it. And you can't add that to it because you're contaminated by adding something to it. Thy word
is very pure.
Very pure. What?
Therefore, thy servant loves.
Let me know you love something that don't change. That's what God loves, his children. Not to change, but to be the same. Continue.
Isn't that beautiful?
In him. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. 42 says what?
Yes. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law. Is the truth.
So if the law is the truth, that means Jesus is the truth. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That means Jesus is the law. He's the lawgiver. Isn't that beautiful? How many people can see that? If you can see it, you're on your way. But if you can't see that and keep separating that, it's a problem here.
Yes.
Anyone can see that we're Israel, and not just a Christian, you're on your way. Because there's no such thing as a Christian and a Jew that's not the same.
Right.
A Christian is a Jew and a Jew is a Christian.
Right.
A true Christian and a true Jew. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
No difference.
Right.
And what you want to do with God's word is like you're supposed to be.
Right.
But we're under it. And there's 10 precepts in God's word. Just 10.
Yes.
You said it was 11. Ain't no 11 commandment. It's 10. It's like McDonald's is spelled one way, but you can shorten it for Mickey. D's, but it's still McDonald's. Everybody know what that means, right? The word of Jerusalem is Zion, coming out of Zion. The word, the law, it's the same thing, because the word is law. And it was commanded us. Let's read Malachi. Let's go there. Malachi, or Malachi. That's Brother Malachi. Malachi. 2 and 5. when it continuing God's word, you need to know what it is. That's for those that's tuning in don't understand why we keep the commandments, because that's how you keep God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Malachi 2 and 5, what does it say?
My covenant was with him of life and
peace. No, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So that way of life is a covenant. That's God. That's the Lord. He's the lawgiver. He is the law. He's the covenant. Isn't that beautiful? Was with him of life and peace. What?
And I gave them to him.
Mm-hmm.
For the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before what? My name.
When you maintain reverence and fear for God.
Yes.
And I get so lifted up when you just go over your brother and sister. But have a fear,
yes,
a reverence for who they are, what they represent. They represent God.
Yes.
Read.
The law of truth was in his mouth.
There is a law of truth. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth. He's the law of truth. Because the truth and the law are the same thing. But in the one that God sent, mouth should be law and truth. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Law of truth was in his mouth. What?
And iniquity was not found in his lips.
What?
He walked with me in peace and equity and did turn many away from iniquity.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
I've seen that thousands of years. Many were turned from iniquity.
Yes.
Many weren't. Read.
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
That's what we get here. Knowledge.
Because
if you don't have knowledge, you can't make it. You got to have knowledge.
Yes.
What pleases God, what doesn't. Where the enemy is, where he's not.
Right.
Even the Lord, when it said, when he... butter and honey. That's what gave him the knowledge of who he was. Butter and honey.
Right.
He found out he was a sinner.
Yes.
He had to correct that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The priest's lips should keep knowledge. What?
And they should seek the law at his mouth.
Wait a minute. Everybody should seek the law at his mouth.
Yes.
Well, what does the law say about this? What it say about that? And I do get that all the time. Every day, texting about, should I do this? Should I not do that? I believe the scripture says, be careful for nothing.
Yes.
Especially when you're dealing with big ticket items.
Yes.
Be careful. What's wrong with pondering it? Making sure your steps are sure.
Yes.
Then you got confidence with God. You say one thing, Lord, I did all I was supposed to do.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
Let's go to St. John 18. Let's go back there.
All right.
Want to continue in God's word.
Yes.
Continue the things we've been taught. St. John 18:36.
Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight.
Now, I don't want to think about it. You say, yes, you're a king. Yeah, I'm a king. But I ain't not of this world, though. I ain't in the kingdom. It's not of this world. I'm a king, though. That's what he's saying. I'll have a problem with that. You're a king like me, huh? But he knew where his place was. Isn't that beautiful? Every one of God's anointed know where their place is. It's good for us to know where our place is. They knew he knew where his boundaries were. Do we know that? Because that's what pleased God. He didn't try to override his boundaries. That's why that devil showed him all the kingdoms, because he had the potential. He must have had the potential to use that power. But he said, no. The devil can't tempt you with something you don't have or had. He'll come back and see you still got it. Because he had power. He had knowledge. But with all the power and knowledge, he kept to himself until the day of his showing. Then he began to show who he was. He wasn't going around and just growing up kind of telling everybody things. What was he doing? The Father just wanted him to sit and listen. And when he was asked questions, they recognized his knowledge. But he wasn't trying to tell nobody nothing. You can't find one place where he did that. You can't find one place where he tried to preach before his time, before his showing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Is that the way to be?
Yes.
That's the model?
Yes.
The model.
But be about the Father's business and listen to those that bring the word. Ask questions.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Yes.
And it's a way you do that.
Yes.
Then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews?
What?
But now is my kingdom not from hence.
What?
Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then?
He did tell him that. But see, that's what's wrong with a carnal mind. They don't hear what you're saying. He said, my kingdom. It's not this world. So if you got a kingdom, which must be?
A king.
And that's, he didn't answer my question. He did.
Yes.
But he wasn't listening because he had no ear to hear.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world,
well,
that I should bear witness unto the truth.
So it was here before he got here, but that's what we all have to do. Come and bear witness to God. Because if you don't bear witness to God, you're not his.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Well,
everyone that is of the truth heareth.
So when you have God's spirit in your heart, and when you're striving to please God, you can hear what God is saying. It's just that simple. Because the scripture's right.
Yes.
Everyone that's of the truth hear the truth. What is that? Everyone that's of the truth,
mm-hmm,
hear my voice. You hear the one that God said, you hear it.
Yes.
And when you hear it, that means you are able to respond properly.
Yes.
When you cannot respond, you can't hear it. That means you're not hearkening. Because
right.
You don't hear.
Right.
How plain is that?
Right.
Let's go to 8:31. Let's read that.
Right.
8:31.
Thank God. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Disciples indeed.
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 4. And when we always open up with
yes.
this. I didn't open up with it today, but I'm going to get to it now.
All right.
4:6 says what?
4:6, yes. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom.
So if you are keeping God's commandments, you recognize that's your wisdom.
Yes.
That don't mean that when you're doing things, you think that do it sometime in wisdom. But if you're striving to keep it, it's going to be your wisdom. You will recognize it.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Well,
for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight.
Now, if you cannot understand, that means your understanding has been darkened. Been tampered with. That means you've been blinded. There's only one person gonna blind you, that's the devil. The God of this world. And he can blind you through a body or blind you through your own mind. It depends on who's listening. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You know that. It's our wisdom. Our understanding. What?
In the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Well, you're going to hear it and say this when you're keeping and doing it, because you're going to say, now I see.
Yes.
You know, when I was blind, why? That's the first thing I said. When I understood it, I said, wow, Pastor, you got wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. And I believed it. And I still believe it.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Wisdom. We can talk about that on the way to service. Thanking God to have the knowledge and be able to understand, be able to see.
Yes.
So much going on and they can't see, but you can see.
Yes.
They're in darkness, but you're in light.
Yes.
Many foolish things you avoid.
Yes. Yes.
But that's what's on the world. Many foolish choices they make.
Yes.
But when you in God, you can get guidance.
Yes.
You don't have to fall into these ditches.
Right.
God keep you. Let God guide you through it.
Yes.
Now, don't mean we're not going to feel the effect of some of these things.
Right.
But hold it, guide you through it. Get you through it.
Yeah.
Continue. Not to jump ship, because what's outside the ship number death?
Yes.
So jump ship.
Right.
Read the first verse.
Yes. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you for to do them.
I don't know why. A carnal mind, yet we do, because they're doctors. But why would God put something on one people and decide to take it away just because his son was born and he died for our sins? Just because he died for sins, he didn't take away God's royal word. It didn't take away the word. It took away the sacrifice that people were offering up. And many times they offered up without the right spirit. But because it was instituted in the eyes of those that saw it, they didn't accept it. But even then, they didn't get by. If the spirit wasn't right, they still didn't make it. But the sacrifices were accepted because that's what was instituted. But when he died, it was a new and better way. You ain't got to bring them bullets to hell first. And now you got somebody with the spirit headed back then to witness with your spirit by your works and your fruit. Because those are the sacrifices God wants to see. Your life. That beautiful? Read.
That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
Carnal mind, always thinking about a natural, something giving you natural. It's your land. That's the natural land. It's got to be flowing with milk and honey. That's Canaan land. You and I are supposed to be Canaan land. When God has cleaned up the land, making his abode, because he dwells in the land. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
And all of these beasts and all these spirits are gone. It's a beautiful thing to be around one another. Don't worry about spirits working.
That's right. That's right.
Nothing but love and honor, respect, courtesy, compliance. Isn't that beautiful? Be compliant with one another. That's a beautiful thing to know when you come here. Well, listen, I got natural brothers and sisters won't answer the phone. Won't come to my rescue, but I got sisters and brothers in God.
That's right.
They're always there for me. Everybody is looking for a family, but this is the ultimate family. Honesty. Realness. And more importantly, reverence to the Father. Because we're supposed to all carry the Father with reverence. I'm not going there. Isn't that beautiful? That's the way it should be. Read.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish on.
So we want to remember that. To continue to add to the word. And like I say, if somebody's telling you, you ain't looking right, why don't you straighten up? Try to look more pleasant. Like I said, you find one scripture. What the? Oh, they're going to talk about it. That's what Jesus did. That's what they did in the garden. First thing he said, "Can't look at you. Why are you looking like that? Why are you acting like that?" It is about your actions. That's how your spirit is weighed, by your actions. Why are you doing that? Because some make you do anything you do, some make you do it. One or two spirits. One of two, I should say, not one or two. One of two. That beautiful? Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you.
Neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord. Well,
like I said again, all you have to do is just go to honor. Honor is everything there. Because if you honor, you're going to not have gods. You ain't going to make graven image. You ain't going to take his name in vain. You're not going to covet. And on and on and on. If you have the honor, if you have the love, if you have the respect. If you have the fear, it's all there. That's the wonder about God. One is just as great as the other. One is just as effective as the other. If you yield him one, you're really guilty of them all. That's somebody getting a spiritual mind. Isn't that beautiful? Read again. You shall not add
unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
Read the 36th verse.
Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice.
So wait a minute. I heard God's voice from pastor and teacher. You know what I found out? That's where heaven was. That's a heaven I can see. It's beautiful. Because that's what he said. People say, oh, you heard God's voice like they did in the wilderness? Yeah, I did. That's why I'm doing it. You ain't doing it because you don't hear it. I heard it. That's why one don't comply today, because they don't hear it. But they hear what they think. They don't hear what God is saying, because they think they will comply. What?
That he might instruct thee, and upon earth.
Wait a minute. So God's instructing us by heaven. So I want somebody to come tell me, but pastor, I went outside and looked up in the clouds and God was talking to me out of the clouds. I'd like to have that report. because if you bring that report, you make God a liar. What?
And upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire.
And wait a minute, I believe his fire was his ministers.
All right. Yeah.
That's what I thought about. Flame and fire is what I understood they were. Let's go to Isaiah 52:8. Why am I going there? Anybody got any idea? Because those are things you should continue in. Remember when you're hearing it. When you're hearing God, you know what? I had a vision from God. You might have had a vision, and you might have been from God, but you still ain't being instructed by God.
Make it
plain. Everybody has dreams. Everybody do.
All right.
That I know of, maybe somebody said, I ain't never had no dream. Well, I know one thing, you sure ain't Martin. I know who you are, you're not Martin. Okay. Isaiah 52:8, what's that?
Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall
they sing. How plain is that? So, if God's voice is going to be lifted up in your heart, it's the man going to do it. Some watchman. Male or female, you ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna lift it. So I encourage myself. You might be encouraging yourself, but you're not lifting up that voice. That was given to the watchman. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
For they shall see eye to eye.
Now, you definitely not lift up voice if you don't see eye to eye to the one that God said. That's what happened when he sent the prophets to the church.
Yes.
To Israel. To Jerusalem.
Yes.
Thou that killest the prophets, stoned them back in the days of Elijah, didn't want to hear what God had to say. That's the only way you're going to hear God. The watchman didn't set that up. God did that. So if you're going to continue on one thing, I told the girls that when they were coming up, I said, whoever is here, you follow them. That's the only job. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
I said, that's your job. When I'm gone, you follow whoever's here. It ain't about how they look, how strict they are, how lax they are. It ain't about that. It's about what God set up. That's what you do. It ain't about what you know. It's about what God said. Because that's the way David was. You don't touch God's anointing. Just obey. You do that, you're home. And you have to continue in that. Well, I don't feel like I should have to obey Leah. I'm older than she. I was here the same before she got here. You ain't obeying me, you obeying God. Because God said obey the leader.
Right.
Obey that one, that watchman, that lift up voice. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
St. John 5. Let's read that. 5:25. Yeah, so I know what that is. Well, this is basic teaching. You get basic teaching. Just a reminder, while we're here, how we're supposed to be, you cannot go wrong. You can't. Thank God. But now you go wrong when you try to find out somebody else what they're doing. Well, I'm trying to make sure they ain't going wrong. You try to make sure somebody else ain't going wrong, huh? That's your job?
No,
your job to make sure you obey. That's the leader's job to make sure you don't go wrong. That's the watchman's job. St. John 5:25, what does it say?
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
How plain is that?
Plain.
How plain is that?
Plain.
They that hear. Now, did it say, the day will come when many hear the Son of God shall live if they like him.
No.
If they don't part their hair on the right side. And they that hear shall live if they feel like you shouldn't be wearing a belt.
Didn't say that.
Maybe if he don't smile too much. Maybe if he's very serious and not too jovial. That's not what it says here.
No.
Nobody have no room. You have no wiggle room there. No. You say, why you didn't obey? Read it again.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.